please welcome Heaven Incarnate.
Good evening, Voice Hollywood. Heaven Incarnate here. No, I's not trolling. I'm actually here to present the award for Producer of the Year. These nominees essentially put their hearts and souls into their work to produce shows and radio plays that everyone will enjoy. From quality to punctuality, this award will be going to the VH member who exhibits these qualities the most. Or maybe just to the favorite member in the category. Anyway, the nominees for Producer of the Year are Dylan Collins, Snowfender, OMG Aqua Turtle, Rochelle Euler, and Blackjack AV. And the award for Producer of the Year goes to... Well, what do you know? Dylan Collins!
Thank you, guys. I'm busy maneuvering in Macabre Mafia right now. It's sketchy. It's sketchy. We're trying to kill Codex. If she's not dead by the time you hear this, then we failed. Anyway, thank you. In spite of Heaven belittling my efforts and saying it's a popularity contest, thank you guys for this. It means a lot to me. I think people interchange the words mixer and producer a lot, and I'm by far not a mixer, or not a good one anyway. I think a producer's job is to make sure that people get their stuff in on time and oversee the production, make sure it runs smoothly, and make sure it comes out on time. And so if that's the definition, that's my definition of a producer, I want to thank you guys again for this, because that means you guys understand that it's a lot of work and a thankless job. So this is like kind of the only thank you I get. As Heaven said, though, maybe it does go to a favorite member. Maybe it's just a popularity contest. If that's the case, then thank you twice.
Woohoo! How's everyone doing tonight? Yeah. So, today I'm going to present to you the Scene Stealer of the Year Award! Holy crap! Oh, God. Sorry, hipster zombies, always trying to steal everyone's attention, but anyway, back to the Golden Cupcake Awards. So, the nominees are Gildragon with WSL, Drox with The Label, Sakono with Christmas Musical, Ambi Lee with Christmas Musical, and Zane with Pokemon Chubu Battles. And the winner is... Sakono for Christmas Musical! Yay! I'm walking through the streets at night. Keep moving, keep moving. I'm walking through the streets at night. Keep moving, keep moving.
Haha, I knew this was gonna happen. I'm just, like, so awesome. Only pure talent can be the Scene Stealer of the Year. And that talent, obviously, chose to reside in Pedestrian Kid. Of course, I have people to thank for this award, such as, well, obviously, all of my fans. Well, yeah, all of my fans. For being deaf. Pedestrian Kid didn't deserve this award. I can't believe an inside joke like Pedestrian Kid was able to win over VH. I truly don't deserve this award because, like, I didn't really do much. It wasn't talent or hard work that got me this. It was basically just a joke that I made with Rochelle Euler that got this for me. It was basically, like, I don't know, it... Well, wow, I'm still really incredibly grateful, though. I'm sorry to Gildragon and, like, everyone else who probably did something legit to gain their nomination. And, like... Well, anyways, thanks for the award. I'll stop talking now.
Hey guys, Rochelle Euler here to present the nominees for Writer of the Year. Dun-dun-dun. All five of these, well, six because one is two people. People worked really hard on their projects and have written incredible things. So the nominees are Snow Fender and Dylan for The Label, Dragon Knight Tara for Elysium Project, OMG Awkward Turtle for Christmas Musical, Sixen, I believe, for Bootagin, and Melancholy of Cherise for Broken Records, Broken Dreams. And the winner is OMG Awkward Turtle for Christmas Musical. Woo! Awesome! Congrats, Turtle. We know you worked hard to write a really long script, so good job.
Paperback writer.
Hey, thank you for nominating and voting for me. Again, this really means this award means a lot to me because I love writing. And writing is one of my passions. I guess I'd be a writer for my future career if I didn't want to do other stuff. I'm glad you guys actually like my work and you can expect new things from me in the future. Like more original ideas, more like complicated thoughts, maybe a little bit more of a new one-shot radio show of Johnny and Nelly, 'cause I know you guys love that. And in which like Susie comes in and it's like, whoa. Whoa there. Love triangle, 'cause basically that was a love triangle kind of thing. Yeah. And then somewhere in the love triangle, reindeer pops up and you'll have jokes about Santa Claus's red hat or something like that. I don't know. Thank you for this award. Yeah.
Hello. I, Mr. Sister, will be presenting the award for the best forum or Skype game of the year. And the nominees are Dylan Collins for Memento Mori 1, Dylan Collins and Sasia for The Mole, Faded Phantom for Halloween Mafia, OMG Awkward Turtle and Calithia for Dante's Inferno, Oh Me Pride 09, and Sharp Cookies for Back to Broadway. And the winner is, wait for it, Dylan Collins for Memento Mori 1. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sister. I expected this one, I'll just be honest. But thank you anyway. That Memento Mori 1 was like the best forum game ever, like that I've ever run. And probably the best rules that I've come up with, if I do say so myself. And I really enjoy killing you guys. So, look for Memento Mori 4 soon, which will be like a callback to Memento Mori 1. It'll be Return to the Mansion. Dun dun dum. Thank you, guys.